With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of listening to wonderful sacred choral and organ music. Thanks for joining me. The fourth Sunday in Lent is known as Laetare Sunday for the introit of the day, Rejoice, O Jerusalem. It provides something of a brief respite from Lenten solemnity. On today's program, we'll listen to choral and organ music that includes a bit of Lenten reflection, but also some that's a little less reserved than most during the season, including works by Britten, Stanford, Bach, Gigu, and others. We'll begin with exuberant music of Bach. This is a transcription for organ and brass of a vocal duet for tenor and bass from Cantata 146. My Spirit Be Joyful, which evokes the joy of heaven, is performed by organist Mel Butler, who's joined by the Boston Brass. Mel Butler and the Boston Brass performed My Spirit Be Joyful by J.S. Bach. They were recorded at St. Mark's Cathedral, Seattle. John Riley's 1906 hymn of praise, Ye Watchers and Ye Holy Ones, written for the English hymnal that year, is paired with Ralph Vaughan Williams' setting of the tune Lost in Sir Freuden in our next selection. It's further enhanced by the brilliant arrangement of Richard Webster, who leads musicians of the Parish of St. Luke in Evanston, Illinois, in this recording. Ye Watchers and Ye Holy Ones, as arranged by Richard Webster, was performed by musicians from the Parish of St. Luke in Evanston. Mr. Webster directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. One of the hallmarks of composer Benjamin Britten's genius is the economy of means with which he worked, crafting highly polished gems of musical expression. Our next selection is a wonderful example of this in miniature. The Jubilate Deo in C, in which a sparkling accompaniment undergirds choral textures built on a mere 5-note scale pattern. A masterpiece of invention, I think. Jerry Hancock leads the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys, accompanied by Michael Kleinschmidt. The Jubilate Deo in C by Benjamin Britten was sung by the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys, directed by Jerry Hancock. Often during the season of Lent, for the office of Matins, the Te Deum is replaced by the singing of an alternate canticle, the Benedicite. The text is quite colorful, depicting all of creation praising the Lord. Robert Ashfield was longtime organist and master of the choristers at Rochester Cathedral in Kent, England, and we'll hear his setting of the Benedicite in F, performed by the Choir of Rochester Cathedral under the direction of Scott Farrell.
Thank you.
Scott Farrell led the choir of Rochester Cathedral in the Benedicite in F by former Rochester Cathedral organist Robert Ashfield, who served there from 1956 until 1977. A motet attributed to John Redford is next. Redford served as organist at St. Paul's Cathedral, London, in the mid-16th century. The text of Rejoice in the Lord Alway is amplified in his joyful musical setting. The Marlborough College Chapel Choir of Mixed Voices is led by Robin Nelson. Rejoice in the Lord Alway, attributed to 16th century composer and organist John Redford, was sung by the Marlborough College Chapel Choir. Robin Nelson directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The choir of Wells Cathedral sings next in a hymn on a text by Thomas Chisholm based on verses from the Lamentations of Jeremiah. The tune for the hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness, was composed in 1923 by William Runyon at the request of the author. Malcolm Archer leads the choir, and Rupert Goff plays the organ. Thank you. Great is Thy Faithfulness was sung by the choir of Wells Cathedral, Malcolm Archer conducting. One of the earliest hymns of praise in the Christian tradition is the Te Deum, dating from the 4th century. The text has variously been attributed to St. Ambrose and also St. Augustine and several others, though no definitive authorship has been established. Regardless, it's one of the timeless texts of the Church and in many ways functions almost as a creed. Countless musical settings of these words have been composed, and we'll hear a well-known one by Anglican composer Sir Charles Villiers Stanford in B-flat. The choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London sings, directed by Barry Rose and accompanied by Mark Blatchley.
Thank you.
The choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, sang the Te Deum in B-flat by Sir Charles Villiers Stanford. Barry Rose conducted. While we're enjoying this Laetare Sunday respite, we'll continue with more glorious music by Stanford, a setting of the Gloria in Excelsis, composed for the coronation of George V in 1911, and performed again 26 years later at the coronation of George VI in 1937. The full orchestra accompaniment was later arranged for organ, and we'll hear it in that form. David Hill leads the Winchester Cathedral Choir, with Stephen Farr accompanying.
Thank you.
Gloria in Excelsis from the Festal Communion Service in B-flat, Opus 128, by C.V. Stanford. David Hill led the choir of Winchester Cathedral. Treble soloist was Keenan Burroughs. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. One of my favorite of the Bach motets is his setting of two verses of Psalm 117 in Lobet den Herrn, BWV 230, with its glorious concluding Alleluia section and the gathering momentum of the opening section. The proportions of forward-moving music contrasted with more relaxed lyrical settings at the words depicting grace and truth are masterful. The St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys performs, led by John Scott. Benjamin Sheen plays organ, with cellist Catherine Rietman and Anne Trout playing violon.
Oh,
John Scott led the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys in the motet Lobet den Herrn by Johann Sebastian Bach. John Goss's regal hymn of praise, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, is next. The text by Henry Francis Light, Vicar of Brixham, is based on part of Psalm 103. It's paired with Goss's noble tune, which includes varied accompaniments for each stanza. We'll hear the choir of King's College Cambridge sing, with a soaring descant on the final stanza by their director, Stephen Clebury. Thomas Williamson is organ scholar.
Thank you.
Grand Chorus in Dialogue by French organist-composer Eugène Gigoux was performed by organist Paul Rideau with the Dallas Wind Symphony, conducted by Frederick Fennell. Earlier, we heard the choir of King's College, Cambridge, sing the hymn Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. Stephen Cleberry directed. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music for Laetare Sunday, providing a brief musical respite in the middle of Lent. I hope you've enjoyed the music I've chosen for today's program and found it inspiring. Some of the recordings come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information and listen to programs on the web at withheartandvoice.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.